You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Daria. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. And are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes.
All right. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Tyrone Covington.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Tyrone Covington.
T-Y-R-O-N. Covington, C-O-N-V-I-N-G-T-O-N.
You said C-O-V-I-N-G-T-O-N?
Covington, yes.
Okay. Can you verify a good callback number for me in case we get disconnected?
Area code 513-499-6616.
You said 4996. I'm sorry, are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, what was the last? It was 499 what?
499-6616. Area code 513.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text updates today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Let's see here. Can you verify the address that's associated with the policy for me, please?
616 Elliott Avenue, Apartment 4, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45215.
Okay. What's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling me about today?
1993 Buick Regal.
And that's R-E-G-A-L?
Correct.
Okay, what color is that vehicle?
White.
All right, and what seems to be the issue with the vehicle today?
The vehicle broke down in the street and it got towed.
Okay.
Before he could get it moved.
Okay, so it got impounded?
It's a lot. I don't think it's impounded. It's at a lot. It got impounded, towed. I don't know.
Okay. Was there fees for you? The fees are paid.
Yeah, they're paid. Yes. It just needs to be picked up and taken to the mechanic shop so it can be fixed.
Okay. Give me one second here.
Okay.
What you put toothpaste, two things in there? Oh, okay.
And that's supposed to be
right there. Oh, yeah, it is. You would eat it.
She took us to all that, and now she put us home. Mm-hmm. I wonder what she's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that lady, mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff. I'd like to talk to her, and she was talking to us when she came out to my sister, mm-hmm. and my sister was talking to her. She could tell you everything she was telling her, like all that stuff you was talking. They can help me with a lot.
Okay, so with that, is it still inside of the impound lot?
Yes.
Okay, so with that sort of situation, I know that you're saying that, you know, you've got everything done for it, but we would need the vehicle placed outside of the lot before we could tow it.
If you go out there, they're there.
They're there. They'll, they said that you can, we already paid the fees and everything. They said all you have to do is pick it up. It's ready to be moved.
Okay.
We can't move it. We don't have a tow bar or something to move it with.
They can, they can get it out. It's right in, when you come into the thing, it's right there in the front. And
And they know you're coming.
Okay.
Because we already spoke to them.
Okay. I understand that all the fees are paid and everything like that. Is there any way you could ask the impound lot if they can move it to right outside? Because we cannot tow it from the inside of the impound lot.
Is there anything else we need to do? Because every time I call, you tell me something extra. And I've called these people several times. And
right.
Will that be enough
But, but you got to make sure y'all going to go get it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be in the...
Right. I do. Yeah. I do need the vehicle moved outside of the lot. That's just the way the general works. They will not send tow trucks out to get it off of the impound lot. It has to be right outside of the gates.
And there's enough.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear you guys again. I'm calling Garden Power Company to the vehicle. I just paid the fee for the vehicle. The insurance company, now they're saying that it has to be out sitting outside their tow lot in order for them to get it. Is there any way you can move it to the outside of the gate? I'm going to put you on speaker because I got them on the other phone. Why does it have to be moved? Because that's just their policy. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear them.
Okay. They said it's their policy.
They go behind our gate all the time. The car does not run, so they want me to hook it up and pick it up and put it outside the gate just so they can hook it up and pick it up.
That's what they said.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Okay. Is there any possibility that you can do that or no? I know I'm asking a lot. They're on the phone.
Who? What insurance company is it?
The General.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Sure. Is this an impound lot?
No, it's not. It's a tow yard.
It's a tow yard, ma'am. Can you hear this?
Okay, so it's not an impound lot?
No.
No, it's not an impound lot.
Okay, that's the confusion. That's the confusion. With
body shop or overflow lot.
They're
gotcha.
A body shop and an overflow lot.
Okay, gotcha. Because the reason that we do that is we're just dispatch for the General, so we're different than just General Insurance. I see. Okay. We have to do it that way. I'm so sorry for the confusion. I'm sorry for all of that. It's just we have to do it that way. That's the way the General wants us to do things. I know it doesn't make sense, but we dispatch for several different insurance companies, and they all have their own rules, so... I'll go ahead and get it set up for you guys. I did not know it wasn't on an impound lot, but as soon as someone says that it's on an impound lot, we have to ask that it get moved off the lot. I think it's for some sort of legal reason or something like that. I don't know. So
it's just here because it broke down. Nobody got arrested. The car was never impounded. The car broke down, and that's the only reason.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you.
Right. Okay.
Thank all you. Right. Bye-bye. Okay.
And do we know why the vehicle broke down at all?
It just stopped running.
Okay.
It just broke down in the middle of the street. It just broke down. And before he could get it moved, somebody came and moved it.
Gotcha.
And towed
okay.
it away. He walked to get somebody to move it, you know, help him. And while he was doing that, somebody, they called and came and got it and moved it before he could get back to it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was,
okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Does the vehicle still shift out of park and into neutral?
Huh?
Does the vehicle still shift out of park?
I guess it will. If you turn on You know, you turn the key and shift it.
The key, they
towed it, so it has to be able to shift.
The keys are in it.
Okay.
If you look in the car, they're under the
seat.
No, not the seat.
Under the floor mat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's the floor mat on the driver's side, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. And is it an all-wheel drive or a two-wheel drive? It looks like it comes as a front-wheel drive typically.
Then it might be a front wheel.
Okay. And is this a result of an accident today?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
Just the breakdown.
Okay. And I'm assuming no one needs a ride with the service provider today?
No.
Okay. All right. So I do need to advise you, it's already on a lot. I just have to say this out loud. If the vehicle is stolen, broken into, or anyway damaged before the provider gets there, then we are not held responsible. But like I said, it's on the lot, so you guys should be all good to go. Do you have the address of where the vehicle is located at today?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
7212 Harrison Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45247.
Okay, and is that Jim Lambert Body and Paint?
It's at Lambert's. That's what they called it. They just called it Lambert's.
Okay.
I can give you a phone number if you need it.
Yeah, give me 1 second here.
Okay.
I'm just trying to notate everything so the provider knows exactly what they're working with.
Okay.
And what is that phone number?
Area code 513-353-3109.
All right, and where would you like the vehicle taken to today?
I'd like it taken to 10, it's called Ryan Service Inc. It's 1057 West North Bend Road.
You said West North Bend, like B-E-N-D?
Yes, West North Bend Road.
And is that also in Cincinnati?
Yes. Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224 is the zip.
Gotcha.
And that phone number is area code 513-681-6222.
And you said, what was the name of it again? It was Ryan's. What was it?
Ryan. It's Ryan Service Inc. It's a repair shop.
Gotcha.
Auto repair shop.
And they're expecting the vehicle's arrival today?
Yes.
What time do they close?
Let me look at my phone now. I'm just looking at it. I don't remember. I think it's 6 o'clock. But the place where the car is closes at 5.
Okay.
I know that much. And the other place closes at 6 p.m. Where you're taking it to closes at 6 p.m.
Gotcha. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the service providers and secure your services for today. Once I've done that, you'll receive a text message that gives you the provider's name, their phone number, and an estimated time of arrival for today.
Okay.
All right, is there any other way that I can help you today?
Yeah, you can do this. If they get over there and the car is blocked, they can take one of the windows out of the back, because I'm just saying, when I went over there, I went over there to try to get it, and I don't know. I might have locked the door after I put the keys in it. I got some keys on me, but I don't think that
you might want to go. I don't know if they're going to do all this. Did you leave a window open?
No, but just but I'm saying, I'm talking this.
Uh-huh.
I'm just mad. I just don't, because I kept telling Lewis, I hope I didn't lock that door when I left.
Okay, do I need to call the people again and find out if the door is locked?
Yeah, they can tell you. She gonna call them and ask them if I locked the door.
Okay.
I ain't got the.
Yeah, you guys take your time. You're totally fine. No worries.
I'm sorry, I'm calling that Tyrone Cummings' vehicle again. He thinks he may have locked the car when he was over there and pick it up the last time. Do you know if the car is locked or not before we send this tow company out here to get it? Okay. And there's no way you can find out for me?
Does he have the key?
He has the key, but he's not going to be with the tow.
The keys are in the car. The keys are in there, but I can't remember if I just this.
He don't remember if he locked the keys in the locked the car when he came to get it, but the keys are in the car.
If it's locked, I'll unlock it.
Okay.
You got the keys outside of the car?
No, he said he'll get it right.
You unlock it?
Yeah, he'll get it. Yeah.
Okay, because they're going to be on their way in a few minutes. Yeah.
All right, they got till 5 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Alrighty. All right. Lock it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get on it and get your services dispatched for you. I'm going to do it as quick as I can. And then, like I said, you'll receive that text message that gives you the provider's name, their phone number, and an estimated time of arrival for today. Okay.
Okay. Should you want them to get me to give them my number or yours? Are you going to be able to get these text messages and look at them? Okay. Can you write down this number for the text messages?
I've already entered the number for the text messages, but how about this? I'll just give this call this number a call back whenever I find someone. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. And they close at 5, so you have to get it out of there before 5.
Right. I gotcha. We don't accept any ETAs that are higher than 2 hours, so we should be well within that time frame.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, and you got this number?
I do. It's the 513-499-6616.
That's the number I wanted to change, but it's 513-814-6951. That's the number we're calling you from.
Okay, yeah. And then the 513-499-6616, can I reach you guys by that number?
Are you going to be able to?
Yeah, I'll try to call you. I'll try to.
Okay, it'll have been easier if you call.
I had a stroke, so.
Yeah, he has difficulty with speech.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, give me one second here.
So it's easier if you just talk to me.
And what is your name, ma'am? Do you mind if I ask?
Tammy Jeffrey.
T-A-M-M-Y.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey.
J-E-F-F. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
Okay. And what's that phone number for you?
Area code 513-814-6951.
Okay. Well, I will give you a call back as soon as I find services, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Is there any other way I can help you guys before I disconnect the line?
Nope. That was all. As long as they get the car by 5 and get
all
it to
right.
the other place by 6, we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give you a call back as soon as I've gotten it figured out for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.